Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Friday, time for another slice of fresh bread. Wonderful to be with you in the Word of God. And we're in a section where instructions are being given by Paul to Timothy for various issues of conduct within the church. So he's talked about how the church is family and how it ought to be seen with older men and women and younger men and women with absolute purity, regarding one another appropriately, looking at the olders as fathers and mothers, the older caring for the youngers like sons and daughters, and all of it penetrated, permeated, and protected by commitments to absolute purity in the Lord. Then he talks about widows and how you ought to care for widows, but make sure that the widow is properly being cared for by her own family. But if she has no family and her hope is in God and she rests within the family of God, the church, then you take on her support and you appropriately take care of her, because this is true religion. That is religion that is a manifestation of a God-given relationship through Christ, manifests itself in a sacred way of life that incorporates the care of widows and orphans. And so here he is looking at the matter of widows. And the widows that are supported, he says, they are giving themselves to prayer and service within the church. And he builds on this now in the text that we're closing the week with in 1 Timothy 5 and verse 9. Let a widow be enrolled if she is not less than 60 years of age, having been the wife of one husband, and having a reputation for good works, if she has brought up children, has shown hospitality, has washed the feet of the saints, has cared for the afflicted, and has devoted herself to every good work, but refuse to enroll younger widows. For when their passions draw them away from Christ, they desire to marry, and so incur condemnation for having abandoned their former faith. Besides that, they learn to be idlers, going about from house to house, and not only idlers, but also gossips and busybodies, saying what they should not. So I would have younger widows marry, bear children, manage your households, and give the adversary no occasion for slander. For some have already strayed after Satan. If any believing woman has relatives who are widows, let her care for them. Let the church not be burdened, so that it may care for those who are truly widows. So here the Apostle Paul is giving his pastoral advice. The younger widows, yes, they may be momentarily in need of care, but don't put them on the list. That's for older widows. And that would seem to be the list that would include what the early church called deaconesses. That wasn't an office of ordained female deacons. It was an order of female servants available to the elders and deacons. And they would show hospitality. They would care for the saints. They showed servanthood. And you saw the list of the qualifications. And that is indicative of the responsibilities of those that are on the list. And that is the list of those who are being supported, these women, particularly those older widows. Younger widows, he said, they may need some support, but you want to point them back toward marriage, and you also want to tell the family of the younger widows to step up and to do that which they are called to do in caring for them. If you don't, you expose them to the temptations of being gossips and idlers. And no, they need to be at work, and they need to be considering marriage. They need to be available for marriage as the Lord leads, and not just become on the ward list of the church. And then if a believing woman has relatives, don't let the church be burdened. What you need to do, relatives, is you need to do that which you are called to care for. Now, again, he reminds you, if she is truly a widow, then the church has the responsibility, not just for temporary care, as in younger widows, but for ongoing care. And then she is available to serve the church in this role of a female servant, carrying out appropriate ministries that require female presence, female touch, and female insight under the direction of the elders and deacons in the church. Well, what a wonderful way to begin to see the order and the relationships and responsibilities in the body of Christ, His church. Speaking of His church, go to the Lord's house on the Lord's day and be with the people whom you are united, the family of God, and hear the preaching of the word. Worship the Lord your God. Give praise to Him who has sustained you this week. And I'd love to meet you again on Monday for another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.